Welcome to our Monday Moment. I am excited to have Noelle here with us today, who you are going to meet more on Wednesday's full episode. But Noelle is a psychotherapist who is talking to us about anxiety and specifically three unique ways that it presents itself. And I think this is such a great way, if you deal with it or others who do, of starting to unravel ways that you can support yourself, help yourself, and really move through it to the other side. Noelle, I would love if today we can talk a little bit more just about the idea of why are we anxious? Is something wrong with us? Is it really something that we can't control, we can't do anything about? What is this thing we call anxiety?
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, every single person will feel anxiety because it is, first of all, it is a completely human emotion. It's a very necessary emotion. There are times where anxiety is not only necessary, but crucial for us. And so understanding why we have anxiety and how the mechanism of anxiety works in our body, I think can also help us differentiate between when the anxiety that we're feeling is appropriate and useful versus when it is something that's actually causing us harm. And so our neurobiology is set up to have an anxiety response as a way of keeping us safe and keeping us alive. And the way that this works, just giving a quick like neuroscience like explanation about this, is that we all have in the really the most primitive part of our brain a cluster of cells called the amygdala, whose only job is to look for danger. That's its only purpose. When it detects danger, it instantaneously, and there is no way to stop this, it is instantaneous because, again, its purpose is to keep us safe. So we don't need the thinking part of our brain questioning, is this really necessary right now? It will instantaneously trigger a hormonal response. So we get a release of a number of different hormones in our system, one of which is epinephrine that turns into adrenaline. And what adrenaline does is it increases our heart rate. It makes our breathing become more shallow. It activates our sweat glands. It shuts down our digestive system. We get like the widened eyelids, which is like the deer headlights look, all of which is happening for the purpose of preparing our bodies to either fight off a danger or flee from the danger. So what it's doing is fueling our extremities with blood and oxygen and shutting down non-essential functions within our biology so that all of our resources can be focused on fighting off or fleeing from the danger. So all of the symptoms that people have when they're anxious come from this adrenaline that's been released into our system, the increased heart rate, the shallow breath or the hyperventilating, the sick feeling in our stomach is the shutting down of our digestive system. When people are shaking, that's excess energy that's been created that's not being used to fight or flee. The sweating, our sweat glands get activated. All of the symptoms that we associate with anxiety are happening because our body was designed to do that. One of the other things that happens is that parts of our prefrontal cortex, which is the thinking part of our brain, the rational thinking, meaning-making part of our brain, gets shut down and goes offline so that we can better use all of our resources to attend to keeping us safe and alive. Daniel Goleman coined the term amygdala hijack to describe the way in which we literally cannot be rational or reasoned with when we're in a heightened state of anxiety. And so people need to understand, it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's not a flaw in your character. You literally do have less access to the thinking part of your brain. And until your body gets calm, you're not going to have access to the more rational parts of your brain at that time. So when we are in situations that are truly dangerous, this is an incredibly necessary response to have. Where it is a problem and where it becomes a problem is when we aren't in danger and our body responds as if it is. And the reason it does that is because the system that we have that works so beautifully in so many ways has really one fatal flaw. And that is that our body cannot tell the difference between a danger that's real and one that our mind perceives to be there. So as long as our mind perceives danger, our body is going to react exactly the way that it was designed to do. So a lot of the work that we end up doing around managing and treating anxiety is in understanding how our minds are creating that perception of danger that doesn't actually exist.
I think it's really important for people listening to understand that the more that you actually understand your brain, that what it's doing is normal, it's what it's supposed to do, that it's actually trying really hard to take care of you, and that's its job.
Yes.
The more you can start understanding that it's not your fault, it's not something inherently wrong with you, that it's just anxiety. I remember when I was in the worst of my anxiety, that was my calming phrase. It's just anxiety.
That's
it
right.
will go away. It will come again. It's what it does. And that calmed me to recognize it's not me. It's just my brain.
That's right.
So I think sometimes just knowing this is a normal process can really help.
Absolutely. And it is a normal process. And it's one that is incredibly useful to us in many situations. And it just really is about learning to differentiate between when it is useful and when it's not. And I really appreciate that you referenced that. And always, it is out of a sense of protection and trying to help us always, even when the way it's showing up is causing us tremendous harm. The intent behind it is always to help in some way.
Thank you so much for this, Noelle. I so appreciate that you're here with us this week.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you.
So I hope you will all come back on Wednesday and hear the full episode, learn about the three ways that anxiety shows up, some of the roots in it, the ways that each of them can be addressed. It is an incredible episode, and I don't want you to miss it.